Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I called and it was a thing online about Walmart discontinuing their mixers, certain mixer. And from what I understood, you get it for $2. And I went in and put it in and called y'all. I got an order ID number. But then I got a thing from my bank where I was charged $7.95, and I'm a little concerned that I've picked up on something I shouldn't have messed with. And that I canceled my card, but they gonna send me a new card. But I'm like, I'd like to get a refund on this $7.98. Something's not kosher with it.
Okay, let me get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
36877.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
Geraldine Shaw.
Okay, and then verify your address for security purposes.
110 Lee Road 68, Smith Station, Alabama, 36877.
Thank you.
Like I said, I do have an order ID number.
No, you're fine. I got to have you pulled up.
Okay.
Let's see what happened here. All right, so it looks like here I do see where you were signing up to pay the $7.95 for the KitchenAid mixer. Is that correct?
Yeah, but I didn't see anything about the KitchenAid.
I mean, it
was saying $2, and then it got $7.98 on there for y'all to do. So I'm like,
$2.
On the site is what it was saying. Okay, I don't know what's going on. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, so basically you're saying you thought that you were just paying $2, but when you put your information in, you were charged $7.95.
Yeah, actually Fraudline contacted me from Robbins, okay. I wanted to know if I had agreed on this, and I'm like, no. So I called them, okay. And then they gave me your number and told me I could call and cancel this with y'all, but I don't know what it was all about. What's the $7.95?
Well, that's how much you pay. That's how much the entry is to pay for the KitchenAid mixer. We don't ever charge anyone $2, so I'm not sure why.
I know the site. Yeah, I don't understand what went wrong. I just think I might have messed up there. So you say you charge $7.95 for it?
Yes, everyone pays the $7.95. Yes. Did you read the terms and conditions?
I guess I didn't. So next month they'd take out some more. Is that the way it works?
Okay, so the way it works is it's an entry through a sweepstakes where you pay the $7.95. It's an entry to win the KitchenAid mixer. And what they do is they charge you for a discount shopping store, which where you receive a voucher for $125 monthly every month until you call in to cancel it. That's what it's for.
Well, I'd like to just cancel the whole thing, okay?
Yes, ma'am, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Will I get a refund on the $7.95?
Give me 1 second. Let me see when. What's today?
Yeah, but. We still there?
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So it looks like you're basically agreeing that it was an entry where you have to pay that. And just to enter it, we can only just cancel it out for you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. But you have to read those terms and conditions. Like I said, in the advertisement, it may have told you that. Good morning. But you have to read those terms and conditions, and then usually that's when it gives you that information. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
I think I messed up, and I'm just trying to get it all straight now.
Oh, no, you're fine. Yeah, most people, once they read the ad, they don't read anything else. And then you're right, that's when the confusion comes in.
Yeah. Sorry to cause the trouble.
Oh, no, you're fine. Yeah, we went ahead and got it canceled. Just let me know when you want to write down your cancellation number.
Oh, okay, I'm ready.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
That's for cancellation. The number is going to be 260.
Okay.
470.
Okay.
129.
Okay. Well, would that money go back into my account or what?
No, ma'am, because it's an entry. Yes, ma'am. But that's what you were paying for, the entry through a sweepstakes to win that KitchenAid mixer.
Yeah. I think I'd rather just, like you say, go ahead and cancel it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. Definitely. Yes, ma'am. If you didn't really understand what you were signing up for.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You are definitely welcome. But yeah, but everything's taken care of, so you just let them know you're fine. You got everything canceled out.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else we can help you with today?
No, ma'am. You have a good day.
All right. You too. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day as well.